Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and a big shout out to our audience in New York City listening to us via WOR because we are being heard today at a new time, well, a different time just for this week only because we were preempted by sports at our usual time, which is from 1 to 2 p.m. on WOR, and this week we're being heard on a Sunday. So this should give perhaps some new listeners an opportunity to sample this program. And if you like it, well, check us out at our regular time, Saturdays from 1 to 2 p.m. Or you can listen live Saturdays noon to 2 because it's a two-hour program. It's heard across the nation for the full 2 hours, just 1 hour on WOR. Of course, we don't want to ignore our big national audience who's listening to us at the usual time on Saturday. Let me familiarize you with myself. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and I've got a practice right here in New York City. I've been practicing integrative medicine for 30 years. We also have a supplement store and a great website at drhoffman.com. You can find out about all our great supplements. If you click on drhoffman.com and click on the store, and you can find a wide variety of supplements. And we hope that you peruse our supplement store and check out some of the interesting products that we have there. Also, if you go to drhoffman.com, you will find a wealth of intelligent medicine content. This week, we posted an article on the 9 things that your doctor doesn't know about supplements, but definitely should. Also, we do podcasts, and there's lots more content at drhoffman.com, not just the weekend show, but also weekday podcasts. We recorded a podcast this week, a fascinating interview on the subject of postpartum depression and natural treatment for postpartum. Also, a recap of my recent trip to Las Vegas to the ACAM conference, where we talked about some really interesting things that some of which we will share with you today on today's broadcast. And other interesting stories like how to deal with holiday stress, the 14 most dangerous toxins to the heart, by my good colleague, Dr. Stephen Sinatra, who generously provides content to us here at drhoffman.com. Lots of information, and we hope that you subscribe to our newsletter as well, because, we got thousands and thousands of subscribers across the country and around the world, and they partake on a weekly basis of a lot of great information. drhoffman.com for your health needs, and 888-302-3684, should you care to call us this hour. We got a call from Chelsea in Hyde Park, New York. Hi, Chelsea. How are you?
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good. I have a question because I'm confused about the use of two separate omegas.
Yeah.
The difference between borage oil and EPA DHA.
Okay.
And what they do, they work together? Should I take them both? Should I just take one or the other? Is taking both of them too much? I'm trying to figure out to boost my omega levels. I don't know what's better. I think I've heard you say that omega 6s are not good to have a high level of, that omega 3s should be raised, but you can correct me.
Okay, yeah, it is complicated. So what is your goal? What are you trying? Do you have any medical conditions or you have any things you want to forestall?
Post breast cancer protocol, kind of just to increase. I guess I had a low GLA level, so I'm trying to offset that. And to do so, I was taking borage oil.
Okay. Well, okay. So let's focus on this issue. Okay. So what we're talking about here are the fatty acids, and EPA and DHA are what are called omega-3 fatty acids. And generally, we don't get enough of these in the diet. Their sources are partially vegetarian sources. You can get some omega-3 from certain nuts, and in particular from flaxseed and flaxseed oil. But a lot of people don't have the ability to convert the plant sources of omega-3 to what the body really needs, which are EPA and DHA. EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, is a wonderful anti-inflammatory. It does, you know, it has so many different functions within the body. It relaxes the arteries. It may help blood pressure. It has a blood thinning effect. It has mood effects. But in particular, DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, may be more targeted towards brain function. It has an antidepressant effect. It is helpful for kids with autism and ADD. EPA DHA has an anti-cancer effect. So then we go to borage oil. Now, borage oil is an omega-6. And in general, we get a lot of omega-6s in our diet, particularly from you know, some of these poor quality vegetable oils that you find everywhere. You find them in salad dressing. You find them in you know, condiments. You find them in baked goods. You find them in candies. And so we generally get a lot of omega-6, and many of us don't eat enough fish, especially the oily kind. You know, I know a lot of people who are big fans of mackerel and sardines. Some people who are really health-minded may be consuming those fish. Mostly we have too many omega-6s and not enough omega-3s. The exception, however, is borage oil, which has some unique properties. Borage oil is a little less well studied than EPA DHA, but we find it helpful for PMS. It's very helpful for skin conditions. It is helpful for specifically for dry eye when combined with EPA and DHA. Many women who have problems like breast tenderness, you know, PMS, report that borage oil is helpful for them, and it may have mood effects as well. So there, you know, there you have it. Is it contraindicated if you've had cancer? No, you don't have to avoid it if you've had cancer. Is it helpful if you've had breast cancer? It's not one of the things that's high on the list of preventives, but EPA and DHA are. And so, though, you know, there you have it. I think it pretty much breaks down. It's not bad that you're taking borage oil. Mm-hmm. We could do blood tests to determine your levels of EPA, DHA, and your ratios of omega-3 to 6. Actually, one of the tests that's most helpful in terms of predicting your risk of cardiovascular disease is something called the omega-3-6 index. And if your index is too low, well, that means you got too many sixes and not enough threes, and you might be more prone to heart attacks. And that test has actually been shown to be more predictive of cardiovascular risk, of the risk of heart attack or death or stroke, than even a cholesterol or an HDL. So, you know, I think you're on the right track with the EPA and DHA. The borage oil is optional, probably not right. Bad.
No, but better to take something than both together. Just the EPA, DHA is probably the best overall benefit.
Yeah, I would focus on that. I would focus on that. And, you know, one of my pet peeves is there is this supplement that's offered. It's called 369. And the 369 means you get some omega-3s, you get some omega-6, and you get some omega-9. Well, that's to add to the confusion. There is such a thing as omega-9. Omega-9 is oleic acid, mostly from you can get it from canola oil or you can get it from olive oil. Those products, I think, we already get probably enough omega-6, so they have some flaxseed oil in them, and they have a little bit of perhaps some olive oil in them, oleic acid, to give you the nines. But a better bet is to take just the omega-3s, and if you want to get some healthy omega-6s, maybe take some GLA or maybe eat some nuts. And if you want to get the true benefits of olive oil, don't get the substitute canola oil, which is highly refined. Get extra virgin olive oil, which is not just rich in omega-9 oleic acid. What does the heavy lifting in olive oil is probably not so much the oleic acid, the 9, but the beneficial polyphenols that give it its fragrance and give it its kind of greenish tint. Those are things that really are heart protective and brain protective and so on.
Good.
All right.
And I do cook with olive oil and use all the good stuff naturally anyway, so I guess I get enough that way naturally, so that's good. So just if I want to supplement, the EPA, DHA is the best bet.
Indeed, right? You are. And by the way, Chelsea, if you go back a couple of, you know, a couple of issues or so in our newsletter go back a couple of months on our website, you can see a detailed article about supplements you can take and dietary recommendations, even lifestyle recommendations for women with breast cancer. So check it out. That's a resource that you can use. All right. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and you can tell I'm broadcasting from New York because of the realistic sounds in the background. Yes, this is New York City, and no, we're not under siege. Just the usual ambiance of the studio. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist and Drug Muggers. I understand the value of medication, but in the process of helping, they can rob the body of many essential nutrients. I call them drug muggers because they spark side effects that are often diagnosed as a new disease. Every medication, whether over-the-counter or prescription, robs the body of beneficial bacteria. That's why I recommend probiotics for anyone taking medication and for good health in general. Bacterial balance is vital for healthy digestion, improved immunity, and tip-top health. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics nurtures the garden of bacteria that is distinctive to your body. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's exclusive formula uses living bacteria combined in a Japanese fermentation process that sets Dr. O'Hara's probiotics apart from all other brands.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
A regular dose of Intelligent Medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And as I said, I just got back from a recent conference in Las Vegas, Nevada, the American College for Advancement in Medicine. That's why I wasn't around last week. We did a best of show last week. And as usual, very interesting, very stimulating, lots of information. I actually taught a course on intravenous vitamins there and met a lot of great young doctors eager to learn about integrative medicine techniques. More and more doctors are entering this field, which is exciting. And so let me share a little bit of what transpired there at ACAM. We heard a great lecture from Dr. Tony Lamas, who is an interesting figure because he is a conventional cardiologist, dyed-in-the-wool conventional doctor, who until recently, when his patients asked him about chelation therapy, which is an intravenous treatment that integrative doctors like myself use to treat cardiovascular disease, he would say, don't go there. Don't, you know, it's not proven. It may be dangerous. There's no evidence that it works. He would dissuade his patients from doing chelation therapy. But he's also into research, and he's an open-minded guy. And in the world of science, you have to say, well, you know, let me be objective about it. I don't think it works, but we've got to test it out. So he managed to get a grant, an extraordinary grant, of $30 million from the National Institutes of Health to study chelation therapy. One of the reasons for that is because there are a lot of people going for chelation therapy in the United States. Literally tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people have had intravenous chelation. And the question is it, you know, is it utter quackery? Is it a waste of time? Should it be, in fact, banned? Some states in the past have placed bans on chelation therapy. They've prosecuted doctors for doing this heretical type of medical treatment. So a few years back, we met with Dr. Lamas and put together something called TACT, the Trial to Assess Chelation Therapy. And we did so with some apprehension because we thought, you know, look, this might be the death knell for chelation sometimes. And we thought it worked. we'd seen miraculous results. But, you know, sometimes studies show, for one reason or another, the opposite conclusion to what we really think is happening. So we took a risk. We collaborated with him. We did the study. And it took years. It took years and years to complete. It was really, we were holding our breath the whole time. And about a year or so ago, the results came out. And they were phenomenal because chelation therapy, which involves a series of treatments, perhaps 20, 30, or 40 or more treatments, got us in a doctor's office for 3 hours at a time, once or twice a week, over a course of literally several dozen treatments. At the end of that, patients who underwent chelation had a dramatic reduction in the risk of heart disease. Now, these are patients who already had had heart attacks. They wanted to study people who really were at risk for, you know, what is the biggest predisposing factor to heart disease? Well, if you already demonstrated heart disease, right? These folks had had heart attacks. So they wanted to see if chelation made a difference in whether they were going to have the need for more stents, bypass surgery, or if they were going to have a heart attack or die. Ultimately, you know, that's really what you want to protect people against, the risk of dying. So here's what they found. Overall, EDTA chelation therapy reduced over 5 years the risk of a subsequent event, whether heart attack or death, by 18%. Now, that's very good. That's comparable to the use of statin drugs in this population. But even more amazing, you know, if you looked at one subgroup in the chelation study, diabetes, patients who are diabetic. Now, we now know that diabetes is probably the single biggest risk factor for heart disease. And so these patients are already very high risk. What they found was that there was a 41% reduction in the risk of subsequent events in the folks who received chelation therapy. And even better, when you added a special concentrated oral multivitamin program to the EDTA chelation for these patients with diabetes, a 51% reduction in the risk of subsequent problems. There's something called a five-year number needed to treat. That's the number you need to treat to reduce one event. With statins, you'd have to treat 20 people to reduce one event. With EDTA chelation for diabetics, 5.5, which is extraordinary, really an extraordinary result. If this were a medication, Dr. Lamas told us, we wouldn't be meeting in Las Vegas. We'd be meeting in Paris. We'd be hosted drinking champagne by a big pharmaceutical company because these results knock the socks off the results you get with most pharmaceutical drugs. Very, very encouraging. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why Kyolic? Well, all the numbers add up for your health. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement for heart health available on the market today. For over 40 years, Kyolic has been the leading garlic supplement in America. Kyolic is 50 times richer than raw garlic in active beneficial compounds. Kyolic is organically grown and aged for 20 months to enhance its nutritional value, creating beneficial compounds not found in fresh or powdered garlic, but only in aged garlic extract from our farms in California. For maximum purity. Over 750 scientific studies at major universities such as Brown, Cornell, and UCLA prove that Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is working to enhance your body's immune function, protect your cells from free radical damage, and reduce the widest range of cardiovascular risk factors. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. Call today at 1-800-421-2998 for your free sample of Kyolic.
Why do I use Clear Sinus Care? Because I like to breathe.
Because I hate having a dry nose.
There are a lot of reasons to use Clear Sinus Care, the nasal rinse and sinus spray with xylitol. But the best reason is because it works.
I use Clear because my doctor told me to.
Because it's all natural.
Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, moisturizes and soothes those dry and irritated sinuses. Clear Sinus Care not only helps with dry air problems, it also helps wash away pollens, pollutants, and other airborne contaminants, making your sinus passageways all clear.
Because my snoring was keeping my wife awake.
Because now I'm not all stuffed up.
And because it's all natural, Clear is 100% safe for children. The perfect way to keep your whole family healthy and breathing right. Prevent the misery and stop the suffering with Clear. That's X-L-E-A-R at clear.com and fine retailers.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And we're talking about my recent visit to Las Vegas, where I attended the ACAM conference, American College for Advancement in Medicine. It's a conference that I've been attending for nigh on a quarter century. Very valuable in just coming up with ideas for how I can better treat patients here at the Hoffman Center. And also lots of great ideas for content for Intelligent Medicine, for this program and for my podcasts and for my articles. So another of the very interesting lectures at ACAM was that of Dr. Thomas Seyfried. Dr. Seyfried is a researcher at Boston College, and he is the prime advocate of a very low-carbohydrate diet for treating cancer. And he's a very interesting guy. It's controversial, but we already know that overweight is a risk factor for cancer. And why is that? Well, when you're overweight, you develop what is called insulin resistance and higher blood sugar, and your own cells protect themselves by becoming insulin resistant. But cancer cells don't seem to protect themselves. They allow for a vast influx of glucose, and glucose is a prime fuel for cancer cell metabolism. It stokes their growth, and they multiply like crazy in the presence of sugar. We already know this in relationship to diabetes. Diabetes is a cardiovascular risk, but it's also a cancer risk. And in fact, there's a study, risk of breast cancer recurrence associated with carbohydrate intake, in the July issue of Cancer Epidemiology. So we know more and more that sugar intake, refined carbohydrate intake, is a risk factor for cancer survivors. This information is, exploding, that the main driver of cancer may not be fat. It may be sugar and refined carbohydrates. So what Dr. Seyfried is recommending is an ultra-low carbohydrate diet, where you get under 15 grams of carbohydrate per day. The prime source of calories, because you need calories to survive, is, perish the thought, it's fat. And he showed some very, very interesting slides of pets, dogs with big tumors. You know, dogs get a lot of cancer these days. And why is that? Well, they consume inappropriate human diets. And when they do, they develop all kinds of weird cancers. And he showed dramatic slides of dogs who had had big growths on their snouts or on their legs or on their tummies. When put on a very low carbohydrate diet, ketogenic diet, and they're fed MCT oil, which is medium-chain triglycerides, as a source of calories, and they're given some protein, and they end up losing weight on this. They slim down. No more cookies, no more snacks from the dining room table, and their cancers shrink. And he also demonstrated that in children with the most challenging types of brain cancer, invariably fatal. I was sitting in the conference room next to a pediatric oncologist. That's a terrible profession to be in, because you see a lot of kids with cancer, and often you can't do anything for kids with brain cancer. But this pediatric oncologist, he turned to me after the lecture and he said, "This is remarkable. I've never seen survival of a child more than 1 year with this type of brain cancer, and yet with this diet, this kid was alive 5 years after diagnosis." Very hard diet to follow. It's a ketogenic diet. You mustn't have virtually any carbohydrates. Particularly challenging for a kid. But hey, if your life is on the line, this could make a big difference. So again, it's not, there's no one single panacea cure for cancer, but a valuable technique that maybe we've ignored. Nutritional therapy for cancer, underutilized as a tool in our treatment of this challenging disorder. All right, many of you have heard of this story. The genetically modified salmon, and they show pictures here of a gigundo salmon next to a normal-sized salmon. It grows extra fast, and it comes to your kitchen table much faster. It's cheaper to make, more profits for the farmed salmon industry, has just this week been approved by the U.S. government. Okay, your government is always out to protect you, right? They have now approved the genetically modified salmon, a.k.a. the frankenfish. You know, I'm famous for developing 20-plus years ago something called the salad and salmon diet. I think I'm going to have to change it to the salad and frankenfish diet because you won't know as a consumer what you're getting. The government has also mandated that there will be no labeling permitted so that you can vote with your consumer dollars about whether you want GMO salmon or the real deal. I guess you can get non-farm salmon. There's no way that that's going to be GMO if you get that expensive free-swimming Alaskan sockeye. But the vast majority of salmon consumed in this country is farmed because it is super expensive and hard to get free-swimming ocean salmon anymore. And it's a great food because it's rich in omega-3 fatty acids. It is pure protein. And unfortunately, there's a big battle brewing. Friends of the Earth and other environmental groups plan to send letters to the FDA members of Congress calling for a law that requires labels. This is going to be a battle royal because so far the rules are in place to prohibit labeling of GMO products. Now, that's a peculiar rule because this is a country where, you know, First Amendment, right, full disclosure, that's important, but there are laws in place that actually prohibit manufacturers from stating that their products are GMO free. Isn't that a strange thing? Really not in the American tradition to conceal truthful information about products. Very, very strange situation. And look out for the frankenfish. It will arrive on your kitchen table should you be willing to consume it within a couple of years. The first supplies of GMO salmon, which will be engineered by an outfit called Aqua Bounty Technologies to grow faster than conventional fish, will likely arrive in U.S. supermarkets in 2 years after being raised in facilities in Canada and Panama. So brace yourself for the frankenfish. All right. This item, too, comes to you courtesy of the U.S. government. And I got to say, I got in this case, I really support what the government is doing. U.S. files criminal charges and lawsuits against sellers of a bunch of supplements that really should never have made it to the consumer marketplace. They have names like Jacked. And these are products that contain illicit chemicals. The indictment says that it's a criminal indictment. So, you know, it's one thing. In the past, we've seen FDA actions. They say take it away, get rid of it. These are Justice Department indictments. So they're coming down like a ton of bricks on these companies. The indictment says that USP Labs used a synthetic stimulant made in China to make Jacked and Oxy Elite Pro. These are, by the way, you know, if you think that this is something that's pervasive in the supplement industry that you and I are familiar with, if you take supplements made by legitimate companies, you take things like coenzyme Q10 or resveratrol or curcumin or multivitamins, these are edgy products that are sold mostly to kids who want to get jacked. They want energy, they want big muscles, or they're seeking sexual potency. And this is a whole genre of supplements that I am just dead set against. But it's a huge industry. They say that USP Labs uses synthetic stimulant, but they said that the supplements were manufactured from plant extracts. That's at best a sleight of hand. The supplements had $400 million in sales between 2008 and 2013, and there were problems. There were rash of liver injuries associated with the product, Oxylate Pro Advanced Formula, and several users needed liver transplants. So instead of pulling the stuff off the shelves, USP Labs said, wow, we got to stop manufacturing this stuff. But, hey, we got a lot of this stuff lying around. So let's see if we can hedge our bets a little bit here and prevent losses and try and sell off our inventories as quickly as possible, even as executives ordered the two offending substances be removed from the formula. So they're in trouble. And unfortunately, the ripples of this have resounded through the entire supplement industry. The day that this was announced, the day of the indictments, the stock of GNC and Vitamin Shoppe plummeted by double digits because they thought they were going to go after those retail outfits that unfortunately stocked the stuff for a while. Of course, when they found out that the stuff was bogus, they pulled it off the shelves, but they thought they'd be implicated in the in this criminal indictment. The stocks have subsequently recovered, but the whole industry has taken a hit in terms of credibility because of the, unfortunately, because of these unethical and, in fact, criminal acts by a few aggressive manufacturers of supplements that never should have made it to the shelves of or to the internet. So, you know, government's getting more aggressive. Hopefully there won't be ramifications for your access to supplements of your choice. But unfortunately, there is a very, very pro-regulatory environment in Washington, D.C. and at the state level, and they're going after supplements. And so we have to be vigilant because, yeah, we want the bad guys punished, but we also want the good guys to be able to sell valuable supplements to consumers. We'll keep an eye on the ball for you. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Why do I use the Spry Dental Defense System? Because it tastes great.
Because fillings are ugly.
There are a lot of reasons to use the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products such as toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, and more, made with 100% xylitol. But the best reason is because it works. And because it's all natural, Spry is 100% safe for kids. There are even Spry products developed especially for your children and toddlers.
Because my dental hygienist told me to.
Because it's all natural.
So ask for Spry by name whenever you buy toothpaste, mouthwash, gum, mints, or anything else for your mouth. And make sure you're receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
Because I want a great smile, duh.
Why do I use Spry? Because it works?
The Spry Dental Defense System. Great taste, less fillings. For information or to purchase Spry, visit SpryDental.com.
Available at Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine natural products retailers.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Remember, if you're desirous of more content like this, go to drhoffman.com and download the podcast. We have daily podcasts. Lots more Intelligent Medicine stuff for you. Awaits you for free at drhoffman.com. All right, let's do a little bit of a lightning round on some of the important medical stories of the week. The American Medical Association is calling for a ban on direct-to-consumer prescription drug ads. That's pretty cool, because I, for the life of me, I cannot figure out why America is the only country in the world that allows drug manufacturers to pitch expensive drugs that people actually have absolutely no idea how to use or what the potential consequences of using them might be directly to consumers, so that consumers can go back to their doctors, or these days they say don't ask your doctor, they say ask your health practitioner about. So they can go back and pester their caregivers to prescribe these expensive and sometimes superfluous, unnecessary medications. So the American Medical Association this week called for a ban on direct-to-consumer ads for prescription drugs and implantable medical devices. Oh, yeah, that's the other thing, is they said, well, get this hip. How do I know if this hip or this knee is the right thing for me? I mean, yeah, you know, it's like maybe I can pick out the right car for me or the right beer, But it's nuts. So the delegates at this group's policymaking meeting in Atlanta voted to adopt that as an official policy as part of an AMA effort to make prescription drugs more affordable, because an enormous amount of the pharmaceutical company's budgets goes to advertising. At time, creative is very, very expensive. Ad dollars spent by drug makers have risen to $4.5 billion in the last 2 years. That's a 30% increase. And prices on prescription drugs have climbed nearly 5% just this year alone. So the pharmaceutical industry is going to push back. And I think this is just a quixotic effort on the part of the AMA, because nobody listens to the AMA anymore. Fewer and fewer doctors belong to the AMA. The AMA can issue edicts all they want. Pharmaceutical industry is very powerful, and this, I predict, will not be the death knell for direct-to-consumer pharmaceutical ads. You will continue to see them in ever-increasing profusion. All right, this item, moderate coffee drinking may be linked to reduced risk of dying. Remember the coffee that they said was bad for you, and people will guiltily admit sometimes when they see me, yeah, I still drink coffee, but I'm trying to quit. Well, think again. People who regularly drank moderate amounts of coffee daily, what's the definition of moderate? Less than 5 cups per day. Man, if I drank that much coffee, I would be all jangly. Love the effects of caffeine, but after having experienced caffeine withdrawal far too many times in my life, not just headaches, but bodily aches and pains, I am off caffeine. I got to say, I guzzle decaf coffee, and there are some distinct benefits to decaffeinated coffee, because the substances that are beneficial in coffee, not just caffeine, but also the beneficial dark polyphenols that are akin to the polyphenols that you find in chocolate and tea and even red wine. But it was found that those who drank moderate amounts of coffee daily experienced a lower risk of deaths from cardiovascular disease, neurological diseases, type 2 diabetes, and, you'll like this one, suicide. Okay. The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup, you know, makes you face the day, right? The benefit held true for drinking caffeinated and decaffeinated coffee. Yay! So I'm still the beneficiary. So it suggests it's not just the caffeine providing health perks, but possibly the natural occurring chemical compounds in the coffee beans. So there you have it. Coffee is also now a health drink. All right. If you have an apple-shaped body, you know, the world can be divided into apples and pears, especially when it comes to women's shapes, because that hippie look, you know, you may feel like you got to shed a few pounds, but if you're hippie and your weight is not concentrated around your midsection, you are officially considered a pear, and you may be unhappy with your weight, but metabolically, you are better off. Apples concentrate their weight around the midsection. They have skinny legs and skinny butts, but they got a big, fat, protuberant abdomen. According to this study, women with apple-shaped bodies may be at particular risk for the development of eating episodes during which they experience a sense of loss of control. This is officially referred to as disinhibition, which means that when faced with delectable-looking food, you are off to the races. So what is it about? You know, is it a correlation or is it causation? I mean, yeah, you know, if you're already binging, you're going to put fat around the midsection, but maybe it is the fat itself that creates a type of metabolism or a type of brain chemistry that makes you lose control when confronted with donuts, bread, pasta, and sugary, delectable items. All right, this item, I think, should be an encouragement to those of us who seek culture. The healing power of art and nature could be real after all. Scientists have discovered that they actually boost your immune system. They did some ingenious experiments where they measured an important part of your immune response, which has to do with the generation of inflammation. They measured such substances as IL-6, interleukin-6, and TNF-alpha, And they found that, by the way, these are substances that are associated with depression and inflammation. And what they found is that exposure to art, to music, to nature reduced levels of harmful IL-6 and TNF-alpha. And finally, this encouraging news for dog lovers. Early exposure to dogs lowers asthma risk in children. So if you think you're going to asthma-proof your child by keeping the pets away, think again. Exposure to dogs during the first year of life was associated with a 13% decrease of asthma in school-aged children. Farm animal exposure even better, 52% reduced risk of asthma. So get around those pets at an early age. If you desire more content, check out drhoffman.com. Lots more stuff there. This is but the tip of the iceberg of the intelligent medicine phenomenon. Have a happy Thanksgiving.